Welcome to the Healthcare Innovators Podcast. Today, we have a distinguished guest, Dr. Luca Boldrini, a renowned radiation oncologist, who's going to share with us some of the advanced techniques and technologies in the field of radiotherapy. Dr. Boldrini, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here and discuss the advancements in radiotherapy that are truly revolutionizing the way we treat cancer.
Let's start with the basics. Can you explain what 3D conformal radiotherapy is and the advances we have seen in this technique?
Certainly. 3D conformal radiotherapy, or 3D CRT, involves the use of imaging technologies to precisely target tumors. The key advancement in 3D CRT has been the integration of computer technology to create a three-dimensional image of the tumor, which allows us to conform the radiation beam to the shape of the tumor more accurately, thereby sparing surrounding healthy tissue.
Intriguing. Now, how does intensity modulated radiation therapy, or IMRT, differ from 3D CRT in terms of precision and modulation?
IMRT is an advanced form of radiotherapy that modulates the intensity of the radiation beams. It allows for the radiation dose to be adjusted with great precision to target complex shaped tumors while minimizing dose to normal tissues. This results in fewer side effects compared to 3D CRT and can improve treatment outcomes.
Speaking of advancements, volumetric modulated arc therapy, or VMAT, seems to be a game changer in terms of treatment speed and dose distribution. Could you tell us more about VMAT?
VMAT is a type of IMRT that delivers radiation dose in a single or multiple arcs around the patient. This significantly reduces treatment times while maintaining high dose precision and uniform distribution. Additionally, VMAT is patient-friendly due to shorter time spent under the machine.
Now let's touch upon the high-dose precision techniques like stereotactic body radiotherapy and stereotactic radiosurgery. What makes these treatments special?
SBRT and SRS involve delivering high doses of radiation to a small target volume, often in 1 to 5 sessions. This level of dose precision allows us to treat very small tumors and is particularly useful in the brain, lung, liver, and spine. These techniques require advanced imaging and patient positioning systems to ensure accurate delivery.
Many are now talking about proton therapy. How does proton therapy compare with traditional photon-based treatments?
Proton therapy uses protons instead of photons to deliver radiation, which have a distinct physical property called the Bragg peak, allowing the majority of the energy to be deposited at the tumor site with minimal exit dose. This leads to potentially fewer side effects and is especially beneficial in pediatric patients or when treating tumors close to critical organs.
Adaptive radiotherapy is another term that has been getting quite a bit of attention lately. Can you explain how this personalizes treatment for patients?
Adaptive radiotherapy is the approach where we modify the treatment plan during the course of radiotherapy in response to changes in tumor size, shape, or position, as well as patient anatomy variations. This ensures that the radiation dose delivered remains optimal throughout the treatment period.
Very informative. I've heard about intraoperative radiotherapy being used during surgery. Can you elaborate on the procedure and its clinical applications?
IORT is delivered directly to the tumor or tumor bed during surgery. It allows for a high dose of radiation to be applied while protecting the surrounding healthy tissue with physical retractors or shields. It's commonly used in breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and certain soft tissue sarcomas where it can be difficult to achieve clear surgical margins.
Lastly, let's discuss brachytherapy. Can you clarify the role of this technique in cancer care?
Brachytherapy involves placing radioactive sources inside or next to the area requiring treatment. It's a form of internal radiation that provides high-dose treatment to a localized area while minimizing exposure to surrounding tissues. It's effective in prostate, cervical, and breast cancers, among others.
Dr. Boldrini, your insights have been invaluable. Thank you for sharing your expertise on today's episode.
It's been a pleasure, Scott. Educating healthcare professionals and the public about these advancements is critical for the future of oncology care. Thank you for having me.